You're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Sinem Sabin on the phone. G'day, Sinem, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Annie. I'm not too bad today.
Yeah, it's a sad day, really. A sad time.
Yeah, it's sad, and I just feel when I'm not thinking about that, I'm thinking about how relieved he must be now. So, all those mixed emotions.
Now, since we recently had a screening of Law of the Land, which was really a last testament of Reverend Dr. Gundara, wasn't it?
It really was, and that was a beautiful sold-out screening in Melbourne just last month, and with Uncle Robbie there and yourself and Yidamal, Leila Gurruwiwi. Actually, it's the thing is that he wants this film to be shown far and wide. So these screenings that we've been doing have been starting fires, essentially, because that's what we want to do is keep that fire burning.
And as Gugula said in the Northern Territory Chamber, in some ways it's not a sad day because he was here to do exactly what he did. As clan leader, he has left all of his teachings for us to pick up and continue.
Pretty much right. I mean, we mourn the loss of a life, but then I've been sitting in that space thinking, well, there's not much more he could have stuck around to do. He's shared everything, and I've been privileged enough to document a lot of his teachings, and I think, he was exhausted and his time had come. And yeah, I mean, it's sad, but it's also quite profound as well. Yeah.
Well, you talk about Dr. Gundara as a Gandhi figure, as a Martin Luther King figure, a person who was able to bring the straddle the two cultures and make it clear what was needed for the Indigenous people's health and safety within this context.
That's right. I mean, both of those leaders were also spiritual leaders, and I think that's been the biggest, my le biggest learning point within the political activism arena is there needs to be a spiritual element to it. And he's taught me so much about that. It's about your own well-being. It's about everyone's well-being. It's about the truth of all humanity. And those are all unifying points. I think that, well, I know in my youth I used to be come up against people all the time, and I think that there's a time and a place for that. But Dr. Gondra had an incredible gift and way of disarming people, and I really feel like that's where we need to go now, is we need to disarm our so-called opposition.
Well, looking at the extended history, Dr. Gondra's history, what really stands out is the fact that every time he didn't lose sight of his mission, effectively,
No, no.
and it talks about things like he kept coming up with new methods for people to understand what was really required. And so he had the Yuengong National Assembly, for example. That was one method that he used. And then this other, which is the creating of the academic material to learn. What is it? It was called the.
The Mal Rom project.
Yeah, the
That was,
Maori,
yeah.
that's really important.
Oh, that is cutting edge. That was cutting edge, and it's still cutting edge. So he founded the Mal Rom project, which is basically a mediation program to teach non-Indigenous and Indigenous how to cross-culturally mediate and resolve any kind of conflict. It's a peacemaking ceremony, and it turned into a course at CDU, a master's degree. So people could do it for 4 years and get a master's degree. And look, these are the skills that we are so lacking in this country. And for example, the referendum, that needed to go through something like Mal Rom.
Yeah.
It was the process that was wrong. We kind of keep coming up with solutions that are completely off the mark with the the right process. I'll just go and pick a box in a booth somewhere and vote yes or no. But what is that yes or no about? Marvel Rom would draw out all of the deeper understanding about, you know, what it is that people are trying to decide on. So people are coming to a fully consenting agreement rather than just some hypothesis that's been flung around in the media.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because this was such a powerful thing that he got funding and support from the federal police to continue the course. And then what happens? The Northern Territory intervention was announced by the Howard government. It's like every time there is progress, really nasty forces within this community destroy.
Yep. That's been the roller coaster ride that many people have been on, many First Nations leaders, and it really grinds you down. And it is crazy timing that should happen. He was making leaps and bounds. He had federal judges doing this course. He had federal police doing the course. You know, it was, and as you say, federal funding.
Well, you know, you think about how many lives would have been saved if Howard hadn't done that. And you think to yourself, it's a deliberate evilness, if you ask me.
Oh, look, I don't doubt about it. You know, Dr. Gondra says in his film that it's a demonic energy. You know, none of this is coincidental. It's very well orchestrated and it's very obvious. And, you know, they give someone a bit of, like, lip service and they let them have their way for a bit and, you know, and it creates a complacency in people. And then you rip it away from them. It's been happening for 200 years. There's so much lip service, and that's why Dr. Gondra and others are so wise beyond their years, because they can see this pattern now and they don't take anything the government offers as, you know, as a solution. They can see what happens and it creates compromise, Annie. So many people have been compromised.
Well,
just, you know,
it's a, as you said, it's a sad day that to mourn the passing of such a important spirit, but he has actually done what he was intending to do. And could you tell my listeners how they can watch Luku Nara, the law of the land, and how important it is?
So I'm assuming your listeners are mainly Melbourne-based. Is that right, Annie?
Yeah, but of course we are on online, so we're international.
Yeah, oh, perfect. Well, okay, so Luku Nara film is, we've got some upcoming screenings coming up because he didn't want us to stop. We've got Darwin in 2.5 weeks on the 11th of July. I'm just actually just trying to look at where, we've got one at the Thornbury Picture House back in Melbourne. If you go to the website, just go to lukungarafilm.com. And you'll see that there's upcoming screenings, one particularly back in Melbourne again. And if people do want to host their own screening, we're making it available for people to be proactive about it.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
You're welcome, Annie. And thank you again for, just your support also with the Dr. Gondra's journey. I see that you've come on board and you've helped amplify his voice also.
Oh, it's nice of you to say. I hope everything's a positive step forward. Things have to happen.
Look, I think radio announcers can pick and choose what they want to cover, and some people ignore these things, and people like yourself see that it's important to talk about these deeper issues, and I see that and I value that, so thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Annie.